Somehow we learn who we really are, and we live up to that decision. Somehow we learn who we really are, and we live up to that decision. Now, who are we really? Who are we? What are we? What is our goal? What is our plan? What is our dream? What is our goal for ourselves? Who are we really? And what is that decision that we live up to? Well, we are a human being. Now, that everyone will agree to. Everyone will say, yes, I am a human being. I am a human being. And then they live up to that goal. Now, what do you think a human being is? Do you think a human being is one who is limited? Do you think a human being is one who lives in a body of flesh and blood? Or do you think a human being has a mind and a spirit and a soul? Do you think a human being has greater capacities to it than we have ever given it credit for? Do you think that? Do you believe that? Do you know that? I think we do know that. I think we do believe that. I think that is who we really are. And we live up to that. Now, what is our decision on who we're going to be? What kind of a human being are we going to be? That's always a decision that we have and that we can make so readily. What kind of a human being are we going to be? Are we going to live up to our ideal spirit, mind, and body eternally? Or are we going to live up to the limitations that the human form might oftentimes take? The human form feels heat, feels cold, feels warmth. The human being feels sensitive to other people. The human being feels sensitive to the world about it. The human being oftentimes feels that it cannot be in charge of anything, that it cannot make anything happen, that it has to live in a world that it lives in, and that it has to take what comes and act upon what comes and not be what it really is. Now, who are you really? Who am I really? We actually are more than human beings. We are beings that are divine. We are beings that are glorious and wonderful. We are beings that have the possibility of expressing in magical ways, very magical ways. Now, do we want to do that? Do we want to express in very magical ways? That's a decision we have to make. And if you want to express in magical ways, then you have to act in magical ways. You have to live in magical ways. You got to be in magical ways. And the only way you can act and live and be in magical ways is when you are aware that you are magical. When you are aware that you do live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body eternally, that you do live in this ideal beingness that you are, that you do live in that. Now, can you say that for yourself? Can you be aware of that for yourself? Can you accept that for yourself? Can you know that for yourself? Can you enjoy that for yourself? And the answer is, yes, you can. Now, do you want to? Do you want to be all that you are? Do you want to be the divine that you are? What decision is it that you're making about yourself? I like me, I like me, I like. I hate me, I hate me, I hate me. I'm a terrible person. I'm ugly, I'm mean, I'm poor, I'm sick. Oh, why do you ever want to say anything like that about yourself when it's not true? It's just a temporary illusion. Now, the temporary illusion of being good is there also. The temporary being of being rich and being healthy is there also. The temporary illusion of the positive and the negative are all there. Now, upon what do you and upon what do I want to dwell? Do we want to dwell on the negative illusions or the positive illusions? It's a matter of our decision. And when we make the decision to dwell upon positive illusions, beautiful, wonderful, glorious things happen in our life. Beautiful, wonderful, glorious things happen in our world. our world sparkles in joy and peace and harmony. That's what it does. That's exactly what it does, and that's all it does. But are you ready for that? Are you ready for that sort of an experience? Are you ready for that sort of an awareness in yourself? Are you? You can believe it if you are. And if you are, wonderful things happen to you. Glorious things happen to you. Beautiful things happen to you. Are you ready for that? Are you ready for living in a world of magic? Are you ready for living in a world of positive thinking? Or is your lot living in a world of negative thinking? Is my lot living in a world of negative thinking? I have the opportunity to live in a world that is filled with joy, filled with peace, filled with love, filled with happiness, filled with all the magic that there is. And I have that opportunity. Now, do I want to have that opportunity? Do I want to live in that awareness? Do I want to be in that truth? Do I want to know who I am? Do I want to be who I am? Do I want to live who I am? Do I want to express who I am in every area of my being? I can. I can say I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal soul. I live in my ideal world. I live in my ideal self. Or I can say I live in a limited world, a limited spirit, a limited mind, a limited body. You might say to yourself, well, now look at Michelangelo, what wonderful talents he had, what glorious talents he had in sculpting and painting and writing. A magical man, a magical man. What wonderful talents he had. Surely I don't have those talents. That's what you say to yourself. I don't have those talents because I'm not expressing anything like that. Nothing in that area at all. And he is. And wow, I just wish that I could do that. I just wish that I could live in that fantastic quality that Michelangelo did, or in that fantastic quality Shakespeare did, or that fantastic quality somebody else did who was doing amazing things, and I'd love that. But I say to myself, I wish I had that talent. Well, they didn't say they wished they had that talent. They just spoke out and said, I am going to make a sculpture. I am going to make a painting. I am going to write a book. I'm going to do something. And then they go and do it. And while they're doing it, they may get dissuaded. They may have a writer's cramp and fall away from doing whatever they're set their mind to do. But it's still there. It's still there. The genius is there. The magic is there. They just have to call it out. And they do. And they do. And they're great. And you do. And you're great. And I do. And I'm great. Each one of us has the ability to make a decision of what it is that we'd like to do, of how we'd like to do it, where we'd like to do it, and how we'd like to express it, and where we'd like to express it, and what magic we'd like to know about for ourselves. And as we do this, we're doing wonderful things. Now, are you ready to do those wonderful things? Are you ready to do those magical things? Are you ready to be the glorious being that you are? If you are, you can have it right now. You can be it right now. You can live it right now. You can enjoy it right now, if you want it. And, of course, I think you want it. I know I do. I know I live in that attitude of being the ideal, in that attitude of being talented, in that attitude of doing what I want to do. I can smile if I want, and I can frown. Either way. Now, am I a good smiler? Am I a smiler that really smiles wonderful smiles? Or am I a smile that has a sort of a faint smile that's not always really there, it's not always perfect? I have that choice. Whatever I want to do, it's up to me, and I can do it right now. I can make that decision and follow it for my highest and best, for the most glorious that I am, and I can be it right now. Join me in this awareness of this beingness, that what you are and what I am, right now, the genius that we are, and have fun being it. And no, in the process, I love you. I love you. I love you.